El Pacifico. It's Sports Talk in the Morning with Steve and Bud.
Yeah, buddy, Steve and Bud with Sports Talk in the Morning. We'll take a look at the NFL yesterday. They had some college games as well as the Hockey League.
Yeah, the National Hockey League, I think is the way you want to say it. Anyway, I'm sitting here and Bud's here and day after Thanksgiving. By the way, today is Black Friday.
Well,
yeah, it's got nothing to do with... I tell you, Bud, you got a one-track mind.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying it's Black Friday.
Okay, let's be nice about it, okay?
I'm saying nothing. If you say Black Friday, you could say it's like maybe...
Okay, just don't... It's Black Friday as in sales, not in...
Yeah, I saw that When White People Riot thing.
Yeah, okay, let's not get... Yeah, there was a very interesting article in the news today on... when white people riot, and I thought it was very interesting because it showed whites going all off. I mean, there was whites jumping up and down on cars. It turns out, and I know, Bud, this was kind of an eye opener for you. When white people riot, they're rioting about stupid stuff. They riot about their sports team lost, or they. One time there was a riot down in Huntington Beach, California, where they got nothing but whites. And these whites was rioting because someone squirted somebody with ketchup. You ready for that?
Yeah, that's Huntington Beach, though, is noted for the stupidity. People say I'm stupid, but it don't even come near it.
No, I got to agree with that right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to agree with that thing. Bud's dumb, but you got to go a long way to find someone as dumb as the collected dumb that you will find. If dumb was a garbage can, there would be a gigantic garbage can in the middle of Huntington Beach, California.
Yeah. Well, you said that right.
Thank you. So, turns out when white people riot, they do riot for the dumb trophy.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. And I was talking to... I know you know Silas Gruber and
Silas Gruber and his wife Bellamy.
Yeah, and they were both. They had a beach house down there one summer, and they said they couldn't cover. They said if dumb was a or if brains, that's the way they put it, if brains was a fig leaf as small as Silas's penis. Well,
okay, I get it wouldn't cover his penis.
Exactly. The brains in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, okay. You're mixing things up. You talk about if dumb was a garbage can, if brains was a fig leaf. So if dumb was a garbage can, you might say that Silas and Bellamy would have a garbage can bigger than their house sitting out front.
Yeah, so if they had to empty the can once a week, they'd have to get a garbage can as big as their house.
Yeah, fill it full of all the stupid that they got, right? Or the stupid they're throwing away, right?
Well, they don't throw away stupid. They're probably throwing away smart.
Yeah, but in the can of dumb. Okay, quit laughing, man. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here to Steve and Bud. We was going to call it Bozell and Dickman, but when we was doing the play-by-play here on the Phil Henry Network, it was called Bozell and Dickman. I would do that, you know. I'd say Bozell and Dickman here, and then we do the sports, right?
Yeah, and people would. But then we wanted to do the sports show. To we change it?
Yeah, we've changed it up now for the sports show. Now it's called Steve and Bud here in the morning. We're going to do our very first sports question, and the winner of this will get a weekend for two at the Delaney Resort in Cobbler Beach, and that's just north of the Turkey Grotto. So you go to Cobbler Beach, you just know that Cobbler Beach is north of the Turkey Grotto, so you think of Turkey Cobbler, and this will be for a weekend for two. At the Delaney Resort there at Cobbler Beach, north of Turkey Grotto. And the question today is a very simple one. How many home runs did Babe Ruth hit the year he won the home run record? And again, the question is, how many home runs did Babe Ruth hit in the year that he won the home run record?
Well, now what home run record?
The annual home run record.
Okay, so this would be home runs in the year.
Yeah, how many home runs did he hit to get the most home runs that was ever hit? When he did it, and since then they've broken the record.
Yeah, since then they've had Babe Ruth. No, not Babe Ruth.
Yeah, since then they had Roger Maris, they had Roger Maris, Mickey McGuire, Mike McGuire. Was that Mike McGuire?
Yeah, they had Mike. They had Roger Maris, Mike McGuire, Sammy Soto, and Bobo. God.
I know Barry Bonds.
Yeah, that's it, Barry Bonds. I was gonna say Bobo Bonds.
Yeah, no, that the Bobo Bonds is that doesn't make sense. There's no one. There's no baseball player named Bobo. So I don't know where you got that.
Probably think about wrestling.
Yeah, that's right. That's logical. You think about rest. Geez.
Well,
come on, man. Give me a break. Anyway, so how many home runs did Babe Ruth hit the year that he set the home run record for just the year, for that 1 year? And for a bonus point, okay, for the bonus point, what year was it?
Now, if he get the bonus point, what did he win?
Well, okay, that's a very good question because we're giving away a weekend for two at Cobbler Point.
At Cobbler Bay.
At Cobbler Bay, at the Delaney Resort at Cobbler Bay. If you get the bonus point, you can get, and we're giving away a weekend for three.
Yeah, to bring another adult.
Yeah, it has to be an adult because it's an all-adult resort. Now, that's kind of wild. I mean, unless
you want to do an interesting thing, you know, if you're of that kind of mental makeup or you do a sexual...
Yeah, if you have sexual freedoms in your relationship, you can bring another person. So, all right, we'll do that. We'll make it a weekend for three instead of a weekend for two. I guess that's got to be out of pocket because I didn't inform the sponsor we were going to do that, so I'm going to have to pay for it. Wow.
Well, I mean, you said it.
No, you're right. Yeah, so I'm... Jesus, that's not cheap either. That is not a cheap resort. All right, well... Be that as it may. Oh, we got a phone call coming in?
Yeah, I've got a phone call coming in now. And hi, Stephen Butt in the morning. How you doing? And what's your answer? Okay, we'll put you on the air. What's your answer?
60.
Once again?
60.
60 what?
Home runs.
Okay, and let me defer to my partner, 60.
Well, first of all, what's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, my name is John.
And John, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cobbler Point. I actually work at the hotel.
Well, you don't qualify then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you're an employee of the Stephen Budd Show, or of the Cobbler Bay or of Delaney Resort at Cobbler Bay, or Delaney Resort at the Turkey Point, you're not allowed.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize.
All right. So the question is still out there. How many home runs did Babe Ruth hit? And for the bonus point, which means instead of a weekend for two, it's a weekend for three, at Cobbler Bay, near Delaney Resort at Cobbler Bay, give us a call here and tell us how many home runs did Babe Ruth hit the year that he won the home run mark. And all right, let's go to Ted Bay. Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing great. The answer to your question was just given, and I claim that answer. I don't remember right now what the guy said, but he just gave it.
And who are you talking about?
I'm talking about this guy you just had on with you from the Delaney Resort.
Yeah, he gave the answer.
Oh, he did give the answer. Well, what is it?
I don't remember, but I'm claiming it to win. Can I do that?
Well, do you remember what it was, bud?
I do not know.
Well, then how do you know he gave the answer?
I know he gave the answer because I heard him say the answer.
How do you know it was the right one?
I'm claiming it. you understand?
All right, tell you what, Ted, hold the line here. And we got Ted on hold, who's claiming whatever number it was that the guy gave. And whoever that guy was is anybody's guess at this particular point. I'm not really sure that I know. Get him back on. Is this John? Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
What was the answer you gave us?
60.
Okay, so you said 60.
Yes, sir. Do I win?
No, you don't win. No, you don't win. I can't have it. I tell you, I just can't have it. I can't have it. We're okay. Get Ted Bell back on the line, and we'll see whether or not he is the winner. Just heard the man say it. Okay, Ted, what is it?
What's what?
What's the answer?
The guy just gave the answer. You don't remember what it was?
I do remember, but I'm not going to give it to you, bud.
Yeah, we can't give it to you.
But you know what it was.
We do remember now because you just had a guy on the phone.
I didn't hear the guy, man. I'm taking care of a kitchen right now.
Well, maybe you ought to leave that too. Oh, you're at the restaurant.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm at home? No, I don't do... Well, you crack me up. So I claim the answer.
Okay, you claim what answer?
The one the guy just gave.
You can't do that because you have to know what the answer is.
He just gave it on the air. And you guys know what it is.
We do know what it is. But we can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, can't tell you what it is.
You know, I think that's unfair.
Come on, Ted. Be real, man. The guy gave the answer. Now you're claiming his answer, even though you don't know what it was.
Because I wasn't there. I was working here in the kitchen. And you guys say you know the answer.
We do know the answer, and we don't know. We know the answer he gave.
Well, what's the answer?
The answer that guy gave.
Well, yeah, but we don't know if that's the real answer.
Oh, shoot. We got to look the answer up.
Oh, baby.
All right. We got to look up the answer, how many home runs it was. So look up how many home runs Babe Ruth hit. And then, all right, Ted, you're going to have to call in. We can't put you on hold. That's not fair. All right. This is Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman. Steve and Bud in the morning here with Sports Talk here on the Phil Henry Network and on the Phil Henry website. Our trivia question of the morning here is, how many home runs did Babe Ruth hit? How many home runs did Babe Ruth hit when he won the single-season Ruth-hitting, home Ruth record of the shit? When he won the single-season Babe Run record for hitting the most home Ruths.
How many home runs did Babe Ruth hit when he won the record of the home runs?
Yeah, when he won the home run record. Okay, we'll go to a phone call here. Hi, you're on. No, wait a second. Hi, you're on the air, and you're on here with Bud and Steve, and tell us, what's the answer, sir?
60.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is John.
Okay, John, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bakersfield, California.
Okay, and you said 60, and what is it, Bud?
It is 60.
Yeah.
Okay, John, you're the winner. Hang on, and you're in Bakersfield, huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer. Okay, well, they do a lot of farming up there, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
All right. Congratulations. You've won yourself a week. Oh, for the bonus point now, what year did he hit it?
1924.
Let me look it up. 1924 for what?
For the single-season home run record that Babe Ruth hit.
That Babe Ruth hit.
I think it's 1924.
You're sure of that? I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay, we'll give it to him.
All right, we'll go ahead and give it to you. If you're sure. I mean, I wouldn't want to give it to you if you...
No, I'm very, very sure.
Okay, John, hang on. You've won a weekend for three, not two, three. It's an all-adult resort, so you're going to have to bring another adult. You understand that?
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
You've won, and congratulations here from Steve and Bud.
Okay. Great.
All right. How about that, huh? That's great.
Yeah, finally got a winner. So that's John from Bakersfield, California. 60 home runs Babe Ruth hit. How about that, huh?
Boy, it seems almost impossible to do that, you know, although it has since been broken. But just to hit 60, you know, I don't think nobody has hit 60 since Babe Ruth in a 154-game season. So you got to understand something. In those days...
Yeah, they had 154 games.
They had 154 games. That was the schedule. And Babe Ruth hit 60. Now, it's 162 games, and that's when Roger Maris hit 61. But they put an asterisk on that because the commissioner of baseball at the time was a guy named Ford Frick, if you're ready for that.
What?
That's right. That was his name, Ford Frick. Talk about stupid.
Yeah, see, that's the payback on that one. Roger Maris, they put an asterisk, but at least Maris can say... that this guy Ford Frick was a total douchebag name.
Well, he had a douchebag name, but he was friends with Babe Ruth.
Oh,
yeah. So that's why they put an asterisk on that. Now, I don't think nobody put no asterisk on it anymore because it has since been broken. Sammy Sosa broke it. Mark McGwire broke it. Barry Bonds broke it. Excuse me, I'm yelling.
What are you yawning from?
I'm just so bored sitting here, you know, here on
it. Well, it is Black Friday. We ought to be out probably...
Yeah, we should be out shopping or something. At this particular point, I would go out and shop. I would go out and... I'm telling you right now, I would do anything rather than sit here and pray to God that I'm getting things right, because I don't think we are. I think we're carving things up, you know, that especially that Babe Ruth home run thing. But
well, you've talked about carving it up,
because I recognize the voice of the guy that won. See, I didn't say anything at a time because I didn't, but now that I'm thinking about it.
What do you think?
What I think that's that guy John that works at the Delaney Resort. Did you already give it to him?
Did we? Yeah. So,
all right, so we butchered that.
I think so, yeah.
Wow. All right, get Ted back on the line, because he's going to be, he'll be hopping mad here on this one. Ted, I tell you what happened here, Ted, you know, is the guy that won.
No, I heard the whole thing. You guys, I tell you what, you could, like they say, you could mess up a wet dream. You could mess up a wet dream on Planet Sex, you know?
Well, I mean, a guy called in and said get the right answer.
Yeah, that's what threw us.
Oh, is that what threw you? He said he got the same voice. He worked at the resort, and now you're telling me that this guy is in Bakersfield, okay?
Yeah, that was our understanding.
Well, I feel cheated.
Well, I mean, you're a sponsor on this program, or at least on the Phil Henry program, so you're affiliated with the Phil Henry program, so you can't really say.
No, don't tell me the rules. I mean, I know what the rules are. I believe that I'm eligible, because I don't sponsor your show. I sponsor Phil's.
Yeah, but the fact is you're a sponsor on the overall of the same show that sponsors us.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. You know, you're...
All right. Well, I mean, we could, you know, we could go on and on and on and on and on and on. But what turns out to be the winning guess, I guess that was John.
Yeah, it was John.
Okay. And he's from, officially, he's from Bakersfield. You can say he comes from the Delaney Resort there at Cobbler Beach, but I think he's officially from Bakersfield. All right, let's get to the sports, because that's what people is listening here to, the Steve and Bud Show. The Eagles and the Cowboys, I tell you what, the Eagles come into Dallas, Texas, and really did it.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles, they came into Dallas, Texas, and did it on the arm of Mark Sanchez and on the running of Lash McCoy. That's not his name, but...
Well, we do know it starts with an L, right?
Yeah, but Lance McCoy, or Lash, he had a heck of a game.
Over 100 yards rushing, and I can tell you that it don't get much better than that. And then comes this kid, Mark Sanchez, had a couple of touchdown passes, and just overall, the Dallas Cowboys looked real bad. I know I had put some money on the game, because I'm not a football player, I'm not involved in any of the competitions. I put money on a game. I put money on the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because they're the Dallas Cowboys, you know.
Yeah, but I keep telling you, they're not going to win every game.
I don't think they're going to win every game. But how do you bet against the Blue Star? And this whole butt fumble thing that they, you know, everybody's so juvenile about it.
Yeah, well, it is pretty funny. He ran into the guy's butt.
I know he ran into the guy's butt. We're talking about Mark Sanchez. He might have run into the guy's butt. But the fact of the matter is, he come out of that game, well, way better, I think, than a lot of people anticipated. There's a lot of people going to have to eat, you know, crow, or however you say it, based on a 33-10 win by the Eagles. Romo went 18-29, 199 yards, and two interceptions. So even though he's over 50%.
Yeah, to be over 50%, you got to throw an interception, you look like a douchebag.
Yeah, sure do. And I think that it bears repeating that Mark Sanchez has proven all naysayers wrong, that he is coming through in a big, big way. Meanwhile, it was the San Francisco 49ers, and I can tell you, they did nothing right in their loss to the Seattle Seahawks, and I just seen here on TV that guy Richard Sherman running off the field with a big damn turkey, and he had a big turkey feast, and with all the trimmings. And as far as I know, he might have been actually on the post game show there with one of them beautiful girls, because they got a photograph with him there.
Yeah, I think that's like a sports. It's either a sports lady or it's his wife.
Well, it's one of the two.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Well, anyway, San Francisco 49ers offense has been, teetering on the border of league average, and that's been enough. But it let them slip past the New Orleans Saints and New York Giants and Washington Redskins. But, man, you come up against the Seattle Seahawks team, and your offense better start firing on all cylinders, and it did not. Question I have right now for you, Bud, Colin Kaepernick, what do you think?
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, I think the jury's out on him. I think he looks good, and he also he's got the big guns on him, and he has the tattoos, all that. I mean, I'm not going to be overly impressed with that, because I need wins. You know, I think that at the end of the day, it tells a story.
Well, I mean, do you think that Colin Kaepernick is a guy that's, you know, is this a guy that can play in the NFL?
I don't know. I think a lot of times I'll see him and I'll say that he doesn't, and a lot of times I'll see him and I'll say that he do.
Okay, what did you think after the game yesterday?
Well, no question. I thought that he belongs. He had a great game. Oh, no, he lost.
Yeah, he lost, man. I'm talking about Colin.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, okay. Yeah, he's very, very inconsistent. Now, if you look on the offensive side of the football, it was Lash LaRue with 159 yards. That was the guy. Everybody talk about quarterbacks. Everybody talk about Mark Sanchez, and they talk about Colin Kaepernick or Colin Kaepernick, or they talk about Mark Masters. Well, not Mark Masters. He runs Talk Radio Network.
No, that's not even sports.
Yeah. But really, the guy that had the offensive game was Lash LaRue.
Yeah, by the way, his name is McCoy, okay? Not LaRue. It's Lance McCoy.
Yeah. 159 yards rushing. That's the guy. And those are back-to-back 100-yard games.
Okay, so that's key, to have back-to-back 100-yard, or back-to-back, I should say, 100-yard games. And that's what this young man, Lance LaRue or Lash McCoy, had in the game yesterday. All right, so moving on. Thank you very much, Bud, for that and an analysis. And by the way, as long as we're talking about, Kaepernick would play against the Seattle Seahawks, not against the Dallas Cowboys.
What did you say?
What did I say?
Oh, I mean, what did I say?
You were talking about Lash LaRue. I mean, Lance McCoy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the Eagle game. Well, let me just say, in a 49ers Seahawk game, Kaepernick was no good. The Seahawk defense was the big star of that game. If you go to Eagles and Cowboys, I think that Lance McCoy was the big name.
Yeah, and that was the game, like we were saying, that Mark Sanchez had such a great game, but still in all, you know, and by the way, Philadelphia had 256 rushing yards in that game. The Dallas Cowboys, as I mentioned, I put money on them. I put real money, real American money on the Dallas Cowboys because I can do that. And by the way, Mark Sanchez also had a rushing touchdown in that game.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez, he done it all in that game. No question about it. But let's talk about, again, Lash LaRue, and let's talk about, again, the offensive line of the Dallas Philadelphia Eagle and the defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles come in, man, and they just made Tony Romo's life a pure living hell on earth. Romo, I'm sure, in his days, has had bad days. But the hell that they put him through, the living hell that they put him through, I don't think can ever be totally can never be the totalitarian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It can't be totaled up.
It can't be totaled up. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Can't be totaled up. So, by the way, there's an article in today's USA Today.
What's the name of the paper?
Well, it's the USA Today, and it was in today's USA Today.
Yeah, they'll say it was in yesterday's USA Today or your USA Yesterday.
Yeah, it's not called USA Yesterday. It's called USA Today. That's very good, bud. The article, this might have been the worst NFL Thanksgiving ever. Any clown with internet access can write whatever he wants and put it on the web. For all or more likely, almost none to see. For instance, in an article published Thursday morning entitled "This is the Best Thanksgiving in NFL History," some nitwit laid out six reasons why Thanksgiving 2014 was the top set of Turkey Day games the league had ever seen. His main reasons? There were two great games and one very good one. One was an NFC Championship rematch, another was a classic NFC East division battle, and the third was a worthy matchup between adequate NFC North teams. There'd be no strikers, not with each of those games being played. No strikers, I don't know what that means.
No stinkers.
Oh, I'm sorry, no stinkers. Not with each of those games being played by teams in the same division. So they couldn't possibly be a stinker. The writer was adamant. Not all the games would be good, but they'd be compelling, important, and captivating. Well, according to this writer, who is a USA Today writer, Chris Chase, And here's the thing that I want to say right off the bat before we get into the rest of this. This guy's putting down bloggers, okay? This guy writes for USA Today, and he's putting down bloggers. Three games, three blowouts, zero drama. The Thanksgiving games are so bad that talking about immigration reform with Aunt Ruth after her three glasses of wine was preferable to sitting in front of the TV and watching these games. Now, the only thing that that guy didn't do was name the blogger, you know.
Well, I think that guy's got a job at the USA Today. He's going to put down a blogger. That's so jacked over.
I totally agree. Although they did publish a really stupid picture here of Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, making them look like even bigger losers than they are. And then, of course, going into the whole analysis of the weekend of the Thanksgiving Day games. And then they try to show a picture here of a girl with, it was Selena Gomez with her ass, or not, shouldn't say her ass, but she's wearing real tight panties on a field.
No, not panties.
Well, like hot pants. As if all of that would redeem what happened. And of course, it didn't. Even Al Michaels never redeemed anything other than maybe a coupon. I mean, I'm sure he did that. But Al Michaels wasn't going to make the games any better. Neither was Selena Gomez wearing her little skimpy outfit. And neither was anybody else, for that matter, who's going to come in here and try to. But I liked it because I don't mind blowouts, especially if my teams are winning. And the Philadelphia Eagles won. The 49ers lost.
All right, so you had the 49ers because I felt it was going to be the Seattle Seahawks all the way.
Well, you didn't say that, though.
I felt it, though.
I don't care if you felt it. If you felt it, that means nothing, man. You got to say it. You got to put it on the line.
Well, I did feel it.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know what that means, but the fact is that I put my money on the Philadelphia Eagles. As far as the Seattle Seahawks and 49ers go, I did have my money on the 49ers. You're saying you had your money on the Seahawks?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And I don't suppose you got a receipt for that. Did you bet that in Vegas?
Yes, I did.
Do you have a receipt for it?
No, I do not.
Yeah. Why did I think you wouldn't?
I think that's pretty cynical of you to say that.
Well, I mean, either you do or you don't.
I can guarantee you that I did bet on the Seahawks.
You can guarantee that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I won.
Well, all right.
You're just going to have to accept it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't have to accept anything.
Well, you're just going to have to accept it if you accept that I won.
Well, I don't even accept that. But let's get to the college game here. TCU beat the Texas Longhorn, or the Longhorns. They were defeated by the TCU Horned Frog. So it was a game of the horn, you know.
Yeah, but everybody was horned.
Yeah, I would say that, as TCU beat University of Texas. And there was a time when TCU couldn't even stand on the same field with the University of Texas. So and Gary Patterson right now is still working hard day after. He said he's going to be looking at game film. He's getting ready for Iowa State, which will be his team's final opponent during the regular season. He is keeping a close eye on the scoreboards around there, see how well he's doing.
Who's the national championship contenders?
That I don't know about that, but satisfied by a job well done, if still perspiring from effort, TCU coach Gary Patterson plans to spend the next few days watching film on Iowa State, his team's final opponent of regular season. We get a chance to watch this weekend and see if anybody gets a chink in their armor, he said. The number 5 Horned Frogs continued their push for the college football playoffs with a 48-10 win against the Longhorns. How about that? Number 5, TCU.
Man, where's TCU located?
I think TCU is located in Amarillo or Abilene. There's a lot of great classic Texas towns, you know.
Well, San Antonio.
Okay, but that's...
I know they're not from there, but...
Yeah, no, they're not from there. But, I mean, when you think about Texas, you got Amarillo, Aberdeen, you got Abilene, not Aberdeen, but Abilene. Amarillo, Abilene,
Abilene?
Not Abilene, but they got a few others. And they have San Antonio, they got Houston, Dallas, Abilene, Abilene, no, I can't think of any right now.
Kev, I think the TCU is in Amarillo or...
Not Amarillo. It's...
Amarillo, I mean.
Yeah, Amarillo. That's where TCU is. And, yeah, but you can get confused because there's so many great classic towns in Texas. And Abilene, or not Abilene, shoot.
Abilene. Or Abilene.
No, Abilene, Texas. What's the name of that one town? Abilene. Abilene? Well, there's a Texas town that TCU is not in. Abilene, Texas, or Abilene, Texas. And then there's Abilillo, which is where Texas... God damn it.
Are you talking about the town that...
TCU, man. Where's TCU?
TCU's in Abilillo.
There ain't no Abilillo, man. There's an Amarillo.
Amarillo, yeah. So what's the other town?
Abilene. That just doesn't sound right. God, that doesn't sound right. I don't know why it don't, but it don't. There's Abilene. Why do I want to say that Aberdeen?
No, that's Aberdeen is in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen. People there don't treat you mean. Abilene, my Abilene. Why does that not sound right, man? I can't feature it. I just don't know.
Well, we hope you have a good day after Black Friday.
Yeah, go out and get yourself some cheap stuff. They'll be selling a lot of cheap stuff at Walmart.
Don't know whether or not there'll be people that will be trampling each other.
Yeah, that'll be a bad thing if that happens, to trample someone. This here has been the Steve and Bud Show on this Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks, to the Philadelphia Eagles, to the, by the way, Detroit Lions. You didn't cover that game, but they blew out the Chicago Bears. But that game, Detroit's, you know, pretty well in control in that division. And, of course, congratulations to TCU, located in Abilillo, not
I know, it's Amarillo.
No, you had it right when you said Amarillo. Okay, we'll see you later. Don't forget, Phil Henry is back tomorrow with a classic podcast, or for the podcast for the BSP onlys. And he will resume his autobiography tomorrow as well. This is Steve Bozell. He's Bud Dickman. I could say I am Bud Dickman, but I'm not.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Executive produced by Phil Henry for the Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. We screwed up, man.
No, we did. It was good.
No, it was lousy, man.
I ordered a pepperoni, and you did give me pepperoni, but it's very greasy. Well, it's pizza. It's going to be greasy. But we're over at the radio station here, and you got to work with me on this, man. I can't eat this. I can't eat what you delivered here. Well, it's not like we took a dump in the park. No, you didn't do that, but just I want you to come and get this and get me a pizza that ain't greasy.